to all our listeners in Croatia, Italy, Spain and Latvia. You will be listening to a discussion about plastic waste in nature and some ways to deal with it. As a background to our discussion, we watched the Dutch entrepreneur Boyan Slat give a TED talk about how the oceans can clean themselves, and we also did some research of our own about issues related to the problem of plastic in nature. Here's a bit of a recording from yesterday.
So, the biggest threat to our planet nowadays is the plastic production, because 300 million tons of plastic is produced every year and 8 million tons of it goes into the ocean. And what do you think, Matilda, what do you think is the biggest threat?
I think that it outnumbers the really important planktons in the oceans. Was 1 to 26, so for every plankton there's 26 pieces of plastic.
Yeah, that is absolutely disgusting, and it also affects our food chain because it gets into the fish and we eat the fish, and so we poison ourselves basically, because the other chemicals in the plastics can actually affect us in the way that we might get cancer or some other defects in our systems.
Yeah, like Parkinson's disease and kidney failures and stuff like that. Yeah.
And it's even more dangerous than you might think, because it doesn't biodegrade, but it does further degrade. So that means it gets smaller and smaller, and then it becomes tiny particles, basically the same size as plankton. So whales and other sea creatures that eat plankton, they start consuming them, and that's why they'll get poisoned. And it is really dangerous, and it's much harder to clean than just plastic bags.
Yeah, and in a study there was they said that 90% of all the birds, that live at the on the sea or around the sea have plastic in them, and so they starve because they think they're full, but they're only full of plastic, so that kills them. So it's also a really big threat to all the animals that live close to the seas.
Yeah, 90%, that's so messed up.
Yeah.
Such a large amount.
But it could be able, it's not impossible to clean the seas though, but it just needs a huge amount of cooperation with countries around the world, because if only a couple of countries are trying, it won't work because of the sheer amount, as we said, 8 million tons of plastic being dumped. It's every single country basically needs to be working 100% on getting it all out of the sea, because otherwise it just will be too much coming in still.
Exactly.
And I agree.
And every single person has to work against it also. We have to pick up every trash, we have to throw the trash away to the trash cans and not into some rivers or something, because it doesn't go away, it doesn't work in the sense where we think that out of sight, out of mind, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and it all just collects into these five large patches that are just so hard to clean up because of the large amount of microplanktons that when you go diving there, it's so degraded that nobody sees it, unless when you start picking up with these manta trawls, you see that there are actually such a large amount of microplastic in the water.
That's why I think that the invention that a one man made, where you put up the ships, the floats, and it collects up all the plastic from the waters, that was a genius invention.
Mm. And what that basically does is it's kind of a floating platform that sucks in the plastic that's floating. Yeah, and it has two huge, several kilometer long arms that are floating on the surface, and so the plastic that's floating is trapped by the current, is pushed onto the arms, and then the arms sort of channel it towards the platform, and then the platform picks up the plastic, and that's a really good way because they are self-powered. They use the power of the currents and of the waves
and
the sun, and so and they're really effective in getting the plastic out.
They're also profitable because the amount of plastic that gets into these platforms, then if they were sold, they would make, 8 million US dollars. And that's just amazing.
It would make much more money than it would take to make these.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take many of them because of the huge currents. there are a few, only a few ways that the plastic travels, so you would only need like 5 or 6.
Yeah, and it was like they clean it in five, they could clean it in 5 years, while it would take over 7,000 years to clean it, like if it wasn't for it, which is amazing. Mm. And it was also amazing. 500 million.
$500 million,
that's like a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the saddest thing is that plastic is so durable that it never goes away. And the last thing, like if we humans were to disappear, the last thing that would be left from our like lives would be plastic.
Yeah.
And that's so incredibly sad, in my opinion.
Because it is what's there most of, and it's the hardest thing to get out.
Hope you enjoyed listening to it and perhaps found some interesting ideas and motivation to start recycling and caring about nature. Together we have to take care of our seas and the animals that depend on it. The pupils involved in the talk were Katja, Alberto, Matilda, Sofia and Elias.